Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want you to sit back and imagine there is a zipper at the very top of your forehead that goes all the way down through your torso and your legs to your toes. And I would like you to unzip that zipper. That allows you to step out of the skin you're in and let all the stress and the tension that you've been walking around with all week just melt off of you to the floor, because we are going to have a relaxing and imaginative hour this hour. And then we're going off to speak with people at a hotel that will continue to pamper you now that you're all relaxed. You're going to enjoy this. And we're doing it all live from Malta, strategically placed in the middle of the Mediterranean, just off the coast of Sicily. And a very interesting place, too, because there's a lot of spiritual history here. People often come to Malta and then go to Sicily to follow the trail of St. Paul. But whether or not that's a special interest for you, you will find that Malta is this microcosm of everything and anything you're interested in. Name your interest. You're going to find it here. I'd say everything, maybe except snow skiing. But maybe water skiing you could do. So we're going to be talking this hour with the artistic director of a new emerging cultural activity for people who are living in Malta and visiting Malta. And it's a fascinating concept, because I want all of you to think about how you could apply the same concept that they are instituting in Malta through Teatro Malta in your community. It's a brilliant concept. Remember that in a couple of days, this program will be podcast at travelers411.com for a year. You can download it and take us with you. And it will be archived with show notes and links to all the relevant websites for your added instructional and motivational experience, getting yourself revved up to head in the direction of Malta at sabrams, that's sabrams.com. And we're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am delighted to be sitting in a glorious suite that has, well, you could probably land a jumbo jet in the living room and a helicopter on the terrace on a sunny, gorgeous early March day. This is fabulous. And if I get any more relaxed, I may fall asleep in the middle of this interview, which would be really bad. But I suspect that I will be so revved up by what I'm hearing that that will get my adrenaline juices at high speed while I'm sitting so relaxed in this very comfortable living room of our suite at the Carinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. I have with me Sean Buhajar, and Sean is the artistic director of Teatro Malta. And I hope my good friend Tony Simotas, who listens to us in Orlando, is listening. Somebody send him an email and tell him to stop what he's doing and go on radio. And I want to introduce Sean to Tony because Sean is a young emerging version of the veteran artistic director who for over 20 years was the artistic director and president of Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. Sean, you and Tony really have to know each other. And from the first minute, it will be like, you know, you're talking to yourself. And I know he will feel the same way. So this is exciting. Talk to us about what is Teatro Malta?
Teatro Malta is it's a newly founded national theater company. It's the first national theater company on the island. We're a very young island. We've been independent since 1964, and this is the first time we have our national theater company. But we decided to have one without walls. So even though we have a beautiful theater building, it's one of the oldest working theaters in the world. It's called the Manuel Theater. It's in Valletta.
Which is the capital city.
Is the capital city. It's one of the most beautiful capital cities. Obviously, I'm biased, but I can say it.
It's gorgeous.
The whole city is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so that's saying something. And it's full of these beautiful buildings. It was built by the Knights as a prototype for the modern city. So
In the 1500s?
It was built right after the Great Siege. So yeah, in the 1500s after.
Wow, they were visionary, 15th. Weren't they?
Yes, yes.
I think they all came in on spaceships. You know, with great advanced knowledge, and particularly when you look at the architecture.
Yes, yes.
And you recognize you're talking about 450 years ago, or more or less, where there's no electricity, there are no power tools, there's no, you know, get into a piece of equipment and hydraulically be lifted up 10 stories high or go up. I mean, it's the what they had to do by hand,
yeah,
interpreting a design into the finished product that stands today.
Exactly.
As a monument to amazing architecture.
That's already fascinating, but even more fascinating than that is that we have some of the oldest freestanding structures in the world in Gozo and Gigantia. We have the Hypogeum, which is a beautiful temple, and these are much older than Valletta, and they're really fascinating. You said it right. You said Malta. There's an interest here for everyone. And it's true, even in terms of what you're interested in. You could be interested in the Knights. You could be interested in spaceship, as you said, because there are conspiracy theories that the Hypogeum was built by by aliens. So we have all sorts of interests going on. And that's the fascinating thing with Teatro Malta, because these are the spaces we want to use. As I'm saying, even though we have a beautiful building, we're not associated with one building, but Malta is our stage. Malta and Gozo are our stage. We want to produce on beaches, in clubs, in temples, on roofs, on rooftops. So the idea is to have different theater in different places. So even for people visiting us here, there'll be contemporary opera, just as there'll be comedy and drama in different spaces all around the island. And that's the plan. And we're right now listening to the artists here. There's a very young vibe going on. We'll produce this together with our best artists.
I think this is just a brilliant concept.
Thank you.
Really. I mean, you know, it dazzles the imagination when you think of what you can do with a bus that you put your actors and your scenery and your props and your costumes and, you know, your crew, and you get on the bus and you stop wherever it is that you're planned to stop, and bingo, theater.
Exactly.
This is brilliant. People listening across America, give some thought as to the value of doing that in your communities, and particularly when we get into more rural areas. We're going to a big city is, you will forgive the pun, already a production. And so to be able to bring to all age levels, from children to seniors, theater that comes to you, there's a business plan in there somewhere. Go work it out. I mean, I think it's brilliant. And for all my friends and compatriots and neighbors in Berkshire County, we have more talent and creativity than we know what to do with. And wouldn't it be interesting to create this model in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast and where my barefoot beachcomber on-air travel companion and senior producer David Isby is anchoring right now. I wish you were here with us, David. You would just love this place. But imagine this bus coming into your area and bringing you theater, and we've got money for it through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. How about that? We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the delightful pleasure of being in the living room of a gorgeous suite that we are installed in at the Carinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. And I have with me Sean Bahajar, who is the artistic director of the new Teatro Malta National Theatre Company. And you're just starting up now, so within the next couple of weeks, you should be ready to rock and roll, literally.
Exactly, we're just tuning up.
Well, you know, there is a biblical phrase: all beginnings are hard.
Yep.
So you know, you'll get past this. You'll have other struggles.
Yes.
You just won't have this one at the moment.
It's also fun because when it's something new, you have carte blanche to create whatever you think
right. That
works at the moment. So that's a huge opportunity. It's also a huge responsibility because you're kind of setting the roadmap for the future. So
have you picked out plays that you want to be able to produce and take to the archipelago? Are you just going to do it on this landmass, or will you go? You'll go to Gozo and.
No, Gozo definitely. It's part of who we are and how we work. But we also want to work internationally. So after producing productions here, productions that work, the good thing with Malta is that we're the smallest nation of the European Union. But
the most densely populated.
Yes, the most densely populated. So we have a lot of talent going, and we're also bilingual, which is great. So when a production works here and it's a verbal production in English, it can easily tour around, and that's part of our plan. We want to promote Teatro Malta. Want to promote good theater we do here, also internationally. But the first thing we want to do is we want to really become national here. So by doing, because you asked me, do you have plays in mind? I do, but I don't want to just impose plays on the program. I want to listen to artists, work with artists. I keep saying that Teatro Malta has to be artist-led. If you will, some projects will be community-led. So it's not just about this guy coming in and saying, listen, we're going to produce this and that. It's about sitting down, collaborating, creating workshops, creating a platform to create together, and then coming up with great productions.
Well, you know, I've got to get you to Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts.
I would love that.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, if you have budget stories, because I know there are a lot of pockets that have to be filled and places that that money has to go. So, you know, to keep your budget small, you can fly from Malta with Ryanair, who almost pays you to get on the plane. And you fly into Dublin. And if you've got a little time, spend a night or two, have some fun in Dublin. Go to the Abbey Theatre and the Peacock.
Yeah, I've been, I've
I can introduce you to people all over the place and make it easy for you to, you know, if you need those introductions, I'll be very happy. But then you fly. Aer Lingus is now flying from Dublin to Hartford, Connecticut, Bradley International Airport. That's an hour and 15 minutes from Berkshire County, where we're based. Or you can fly into Boston, which is 2 hours. Or you can fly into New York City or, you know, to JFK. Don't fly to JFK. Forgive me, all you people at JFK, but of all the airports in the area, you are the most difficult. And for 1,001 reasons, you'll have the most competitive fares there generally because there is such competition. Newark Airport's easier to work with. And then certainly Bradley, just a hop and a jump up the road. Wherever you land, we will come and fetch you.
Okay.
and take you to meet people in Berkshire County, because there's a fellow named Matt Penn. Mm-hmm. Matt's father, Arthur Penn, was an Academy Award-winning director. He directed Bonnie and Clyde. Oh. He directed The Miracle Worker, won Academy Awards. Matt grew up in this family. If you watch, and I see you have it here, Law and Order, something like 108 or something of however many episodes they made, Matt either was the executive producer or the director. So you'll see his name everywhere. Nicest guy you ever want to meet. Most understated, not full of himself, just wonderful person. I love him. And he is, I don't know what his title is, but if you went to my website at sabrams.com, put in Matt with two T's and it Penn with two N's, you'll get links to when I've had him on the air with me. So you can kind of get to know him by listening to the archived audio. He heads up something called the Berkshire Playwrights Laboratory. And they encourage aspiring playwrights to write, and they bring in interesting people who are, you know, super professionals, and they do all kinds of wonderful stuff. And in addition to that, the Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, which is pretty much the heart of Berkshire County, and the Berkshire Theater Festival, and Shakespeare and Company, they commission works. And happily, there are people with deep pockets who have a passion for theater, understand the value of theater beyond the couple of hours you sit and you smile or you cry or you think about something. You know, they really have you know, the theater woven into their being, who fund such things so that they can happen. And can you imagine? I'd love to get you networked with these people, because there is such a natural opportunity for collaboration, and I am a great believer in 1 + 1 = 3. So step number one is learn more about what's going on in Berkshire County. Step number two, get your bones over to the U.S. And I will have you as my guest at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield to make it easy on your budget.
Great, great. You mentioned the Yates before, and as the Yates
said...
Yeah,
because, you know, the glasses.
As the Yates said, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't yet met. So,
And that's very Irish, Sean.
Like my name.
Like your name.
But
not necessarily your lineage, but certainly your
name. Exactly. But that's the beauty, again, with this island, because we're a hodgepodge of cultures and styles and people.
Well, we're going to watch for the emergence of notebianca.org.mt for Malta. A special event coming up in Malta, and the newest website, teatromalta.org.mt. Now, we're going to create the information at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, and the minute this website, teatromalta.org.mt, goes live, my listeners will be able to jump all over. I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. It's been a
pleasure. Be with us today. We have to know each other much better. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from the Corinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're hanging in with us, people. If you've missed any part of today's show, remember you can go to sabrams.com, where you'll find the show notes for today, the names of the people we visited with, and what they represent. And when you click on that, it will take you to everything. The websites that are relevant for whatever it is that they do in travel and tourism that would be of interest to you. And a little business on what they are all about, links to photos, and you can hear the archived audio at sabrams.com. You can also hear the archived audio cross-referenced in a good half dozen or more places in our family of award-winning websites. And that would include, if you go over to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of websites, you'll find photos of all the things our guests represent in our member photos, and you'll find the place to click on the navigation bar at travelers411.com. You'll notice forums. Click on forums. Scroll down to Europe. Scroll down to Malta and click there, and you will find anybody we've ever spoken with about Malta, and that will take you to links to the archived audio and the show notes and links to their websites and photos and everything. And there are about a half dozen other places where you can find your way to that information. But at travelers411.com, on the navigation bar, you'll also find podcasts. And when you click on the podcast, we podcast for your downloading pleasure, so you can take us with you to keep you company wherever you're going and whatever you're doing. And the podcasts go up about 3 or 4 days after the weekend of the broadcast. And they stay for 1 year. Because our logic is that if you don't download it within a year, you're probably never going to download it. So why are we supporting all this bandwidth? So you've got a year to download it. But simultaneously, it's archived. And the difference is you can't download the archive, but you can hear it forever. And in fact, I was looking for the interview I did, turned out to be October 13, 2002, 3 months and 1 week after we went on the air for the first time. I did an interview with the person who was then the ambassador to the U.S. from Malta, and I couldn't remember his last name because, after all, it was 15 years ago. And I remembered his first name. I'll never forget him. He was wonderful. And it's a great interview. And it is as relevant today as it was 15 years ago. His name was George. So I put into the search box, and sabrams.com, travelers411.com, it's all linked up together with our search engine. I put into the search box, George Malta. And darned if it didn't come up. And there's the link, and you can click on it. And I listened to the interview, and you know what? I was very entertained. So I think you will be too. And it was a very informative interview with George Saliba, who was then the ambassador to the United States from Malta. I'm whisking you off to one of the islands that makes up the country of Malta, a country with a very rich and diverse history that just about every country in Europe and every country that borders the Mediterranean has at some time had an influence on Malta, and the remains of that provide the visitor with the most amazing architecture, the most amazing historical sites, food that is influenced from Africa through Europe, and a group of people who are fiercely proud of being Maltese and of their history, and so well educated on what they are all about. And the people in travel and tourism that I have met are doing an amazing job. And we are now on the island of Gozo, and we are visiting an incredible resort. So incredible that some very fancy people whose names you know have stayed here. And they obviously had very good advice and very good taste for picking the place we are at now. And I'm going to share all that with you right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com.
I have the pleasure of being comfortably ensconced in the living room of our suite at an incredible place called Tchench Hotel and Spa. It is on the island of Gozo, and you come across from Valletta and any of the other big cities or villages that you might be visiting on the bigger island of Malta. You come across by boat, and it is a lovely crossing. It's such a civilized way to arrive at another place, is to arrive on a boat. This place is incredible, and I have with me Monica Borge, whose family owns and operates the Tchench Hotel and Spa. I am so glad that somebody had the foresight to tell us this is where we needed to be staying. This place is amazing.
Thank you.
Let's start with, who runs this operation today?
Well, at the moment it's my father, myself, and we also have another partner, and we do it together, obviously with our staff. Most of our staff are local. Together we run the place.
Describe for our listeners the architecture of Tchench.
Well, Tchench is a different type of hotel.
It's
all built, we have 83 rooms, and they're all built on one floor. Each room has its own terrace, and it's all surrounded by land. There's no buildings as far as the eye can see. You look out onto the sea, the cliffs, and the area around Tchench is perfect for walks. There's lots of remains on the areas as well, dolmens, cart ruts. There's flora and fauna that are not found anywhere else on the islands.
Well, I have to tell you, when we approached, I had no information. I couldn't even say the name of the hotel. It takes me time to learn to these things. And we arrived, and I thought when we stepped out from the vehicle at the entrance, I thought I had stepped out somewhere in the American Southwest, maybe somewhere in Arizona, or maybe somewhere on the Riviera Maya in Mexico, because there is this hacienda-style architecture, lots of dark wood used with lots of stone, light-colored stone. And even in this suite, while I am told this is reflective of Maltese or Italian or I don't know who architecture, to me, it looks like a palapa made of stone. And a palapa, you know what a palapa is?
Not really.
Okay, well, imagine this with wood beams like an American, Native American teepee tent. So imagine this with big, like, poles coming from different angles, meeting at the top and covered in straw.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay, only this is done in stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dazzling. And then you look out the window, you walk from the pathways to go past the villas, places to stay. And the cactus, huge, huge cactus everywhere and in bloom. I mean, you know, it's not often I get to interface with a cactus that's actually flowering. I have a Christmas cactus in my living room, and I wait for November, December for it to bloom every year. But here, I mean, there are cactus in bloom everywhere you look. And it's just, it's very American Southwest.
Well, the stone used in all the rooms is limestone, and it goes what's typical to not paint the limestone and keep the character of it. And also, all our rooms are surrounded by garden, which gives it a very homely feel, a very...
Okay, now, at breakfast this morning, mm-hmm. I was with Narsi Kalamata, and he used the word homely also, but I was intent on what he was saying, so I didn't take the opportunity to share what I'm going to share with you. In Europe, people who speak English in Europe use the word homely to describe a cozy, home-like atmosphere. In America, we say homey, and H-O-M-E-Y.
Okay.
The word homely is generally used as a very negative way of describing an unattractive woman.
Okay.
Just so
that's
you know,
not what I meant.
I know. It's funny because we were having a conversation earlier about how we only think we speak the same language. You know, we use words differently sometimes, and sometimes you step in something because you didn't mean to because you used the word incorrectly. We'll be right back. Live from Tchetch Hotel and Spa in Gozo.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Somewhere. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
My lover stands on golden sand.
We're talking with Narsi Kalamata, and he is such a knowledgeable person on so many subjects. but particularly on the subject of Malta, his homeland. And I'm wondering, Norsi, if we could list some of the places that are must-visit places for visitors to Malta.
Very difficult question to answer in a short time, but definitely when you come to Malta, there are two things you must see. Then you can die. And that you
I
must...
I hope not.
You must see the Caravaggio paintings. There are only 65 known Caravaggio paintings in the world. Two of them are in Malta, and the Cathedral of St. John, and the two of them were not acquired by Malta. They were painted by him, Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio, in 1608. They were painted by him to hang here where they are hanging today. So we can call Valletta the Caravaggio city. And the second thing that you must see is a secret treasure few know about. We have the oldest freestanding buildings in the world. Not the oldest buildings, the oldest freestanding, unsupported, uncovered. And these are the Neolithic temples. Neo is new, lithos is stone in Greek, Neolithic, that is the new Stone Age. Not Wilbur and the Flintstones on television, this is younger. People did not live in caves, they lived in sophisticated, monumental buildings. In fact, we call them megalithic. Mega is big, lithos is stone. Big stone buildings. The megalithic period of Malta is unique. You won't find anything like them in the south of Europe or in the north of Africa. We are right in the middle there. There was a society 5,000 years ago, 5,300 years ago, we can be specific, because we did do some
carbon dating.
Carbon dating, which puts them exactly at 5,300 years ago.
Wow.
What did they do? We're not so sure, but we are lucky. We are so blessed. Not only do we have 45 different prehistoric places, but 11 of them are complete buildings.
Now, where are these located? And what do you call them?
We call them temples. It's not really prehistoric temples. It's not really a good name. We're not sure they are temples. Prehistoric, that is, before history. How can something be before history? This was before the time people were writing their stories. Hieroglyphics.
So where do you find these temples?
Where do you find them? In Gozo, there is in Shara.
And Gozo is one of the islands that makes up Malta.
The smaller island. There are the oldest in the world.
So if somebody were looking, you know, to find more information online, or they were looking on a map, or they arrived in Malta and they said, I want to see these temples, is there a specific designation for the...
Megalithic, Neolithic...
That's it.
And Malta.
That'll do it.
Okay?
Okay.
Neolithic temples, Malta. Neo, N-E-O, Lithic, L-I-T-H-I-C, Malta, Neolithic Malta.
So when you go and you visit, what do you see when you get there?
Ah, that's a good question. Because you actually walk into a building that is very specific. Two chambers, two oval, egg-shaped chambers.
Well, we're going to hold it there because we have come to the end of this hour.
Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say.
come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,